Whether you're a chiropractor, car dealer, or cosmetic dentist, available technology has made it easier than ever to acquire interested prospects and engage with them to turn them into a loyal paying client. But if you're not capitalizing off of it the right way, you're missing opportunities to book appointments, and those lost appointments will turn into sales for your competitors who know how to capitalize. Here's how. Todd Friedman here, and in this video, I want to share some valuable info that to some might seem obvious, but sadly to many will be a rude wake-up call. How do I know this is still an issue? Because I still see and hear salespeople and appointment coordinators doing this all the time, and then they seem baffled when a prospect doesn't respond or ghosts them completely. Here it is. You need to communicate and engage with a prospect on their platform of choice, not your platform of choice. You see, most salespeople and appointment coordinators, they focus primarily on phone calls and emails. Now, thankfully, the majority are coming around to the power of text messaging, but you're still not fully capitalizing on all available platforms. Some prospects might not want you to have their direct phone number. It's rare, but it's true. So you need to be able to reach them on alternative platforms if that's what they feel most comfortable on. So make sure that anyone who communicates with prospects in your business has access to and is competent in using any and all available communication platforms. These can include, but certainly aren't limited to, Facebook Messenger, Instagram DMs, WhatsApp, Zoom, Voxer, Skype. Prospects today expect you to communicate with them where they are and how they feel most comfortable. This touches upon a point I've made in previous videos, but is even more true now. That is that you need to get on the prospect's page. Don't try to get them onto yours. Let me share a perfect example of this. I have a very close friend who simply will not pick up a phone call. I could call him 5 times in a row and they just will not pick up. But I send him a text message, or I ping him on Facebook Messenger, and he gets back to me right away. You might want to get them on the phone, but guess what? They don't want to talk on the phone. They only want to text back and forth with you, and they want to do it on Facebook Messenger. And if that's the case, you'd better have Facebook Messenger set up and ready to go. If not, you risk missing the opportunity to get them to commit to an appointment. Just because they wouldn't communicate with you the way you're comfortable doing, it's 2020, folks. Consumers have a wide variety of communication platforms, and they likely prefer one or two over the rest. So guess what? If they only want to communicate via Snapchat DMs, you better download the app and get used to using it now. Otherwise, they're going to end up doing business with the business that engages them on their platform of choice, the platform they feel most comfortable on. I hope you found this valuable. If you know someone who would find it valuable, please share it with them on their platform of choice. And lastly, if you want more info on how we help businesses turn more prospects into booked appointments, head over to Lead Engage System. That's leadengagesystem.com. My name is Todd Friedman. Thanks so much. Have a great day.